सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 Chapter 19. Title: King Prithu's 100 Horse Sacrifices. Text 24. Evam Indre Haratyashvam Vainya Yagya Jigamsaya Tad Grihita Vishush Teshu Pakhandeshu Matirnanam Evam Indre Haratyashvam Vainya Yagya Jigamsaya Tad Grihita Vishusteshu Pakhandeshu Matirnanam Evam Indra Haratyashvam Vainya Yagya Jigamsaya Tadgrihita Vishvasteshu Pakhandeshu Matirnanam Evam Indra Haratyashvam Akhandeshu Matirnanam Evam Indre Haratyashvam Jigamsaya Vainya Jigamsaya Tadgrihita Visrusteshu Tadgrihita Visrusteshu Pakhandeshu Matirnanam Dharmaitya Upa Dharmeshu Nagna Rakta Patadishu Prayena Sajjate Brantya Peshadeshu cha Vagmishu. What to word? Evam. Thus, Indre. When the king of heaven, Arati, stole Ashwam, the horse, Vainya, of the son of King Vena, Yagya, the sacrifice, Jigamsaya, with a desire to stop, Tat, by him, Grihita, accepted, Vishvasteshu, abandoned, Pakhandeshu, towards the sinful dress, Matihi, attraction, Nirnam, of the people in general, Dharmaha, system of religion, Iti, thus, Upadharmeshu, towards false religious systems, Nagna, naked, Raktapata, red robe, Adishu, etc. Prayena, generally, Sajjate, is attracted, Brantya, foolishly, Peshaleshu, expert, Cha, and Vagmishu, eloquent. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Shri Prabhupada Ki. Translation. In this way, King Indra, in order to steal the horse from King Prithu's sacrifice, adopted several orders of sannyas. Some sannyasis go naked and sometimes they wear red garments and pass under the name of Kapalika. These are simply symbolic representations of their sinful activities. These so-called sannyasis are very much appreciated by sinful men because they are all godless atheists and very expert in putting forward arguments and reasons to support their case. We must know, however, that they are only passing as adherents of religion and are not so in fact. Unfortunately, bewildered persons accept them as religious, and being attracted to them, they spoil their life. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, men in this age of Kali are short-lived, devoid of spiritual knowledge, and susceptible to false religious systems due to their unfortunate condition. Thus, they always remain mentally disturbed. The Vedic Shastras practically prohibit the adoption of sannyas in the age of Kali because less intelligent men may accept the sannyas order for cheating purposes. Actually, the only religion is the religion of surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We must serve the Lord in Krishna consciousness. All other systems of sannyas and religion are actually not bona fide. In this age, they are simply passing for religious systems. This is most regrettable. Om Ajnanatim Irandasya Jnananjana Chalaka Chakshuro Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Dalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Ramine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhirabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanoste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhishya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhadar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatripatam Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So here we see that Indra has stole the horse for the second time, shamelessly. And the son of Kratu Maharaj, his name is Vishwa? Vijitashva. Vijitashva, even second time he goes and then he is dressed again in a different type of vesha, a different type of sannyas vesha. And yesterday and yesterday we have been hearing that from here starts various bogus sannyas gurus. They started from this particular point of time. And here Prabhupada is quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, the famous verse from the first canto. Prayana alpa ayushya sabhye kalav asmin yuge jana manda samanda matayor manda bhagya hi upadrita. So these are the characteristics of the age of Kali. Glorious characteristics. Prayana alpa ayu, that is short-lived, then manda, slow, and then manda bhagya is unlucky, yes, sumanda matayor, they are misled by these personalities who are called as the bogus gurus, and finally upadrita, completely disturbed. So I don't think we need to discuss these things in a great detail. So we know very well how this is. But here, one of the important points that is made here is in the age of Kali, the sannyas, adoption of sannyas is prohibited because less intelligent men may accept the sannyas order for cheating purposes. And this we see is very, very normal. Very, very normal. Because there is no parameter, there is no qualification saying once you achieve this, then you can take up sannyas or something like that. And no one is there to do this. Who will do? The government will not take up this service. And others don't have time. So who will do this? So suppose someone is there, then parameter can be Raghunath Das Goswami. Today is his appearance day. So if someone compared oneself with Raghunath Das Goswami, then maybe it's very difficult to think of sannyas also. The glories of Raghunath Das Goswami is unending. So maybe I'll just mention one or two points since it is his appearance day today. At the age of 7, it is described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Raghunath Das Goswami. He was the first personality whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met in the six Goswamis. So at the age of 7, Raghunath Das Goswami got to hear from his guru, I forgot the name of the guru in the childhood whom he was taking shiksha from. So his guru had met Haridas Thakur. And then his guru was very much eager that my boy is so sincere, my student is so sincere, even he should meet Haridas Thakur. And then he took him to Haridas Thakur. And then Haridas Thakur, what he will speak? He just spoke about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the time when Raghunath Das Goswami, at that time Raghunath, had so much of intense desire to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then it was very far, Jagannath Puri was far. And Raghunath was staying in Saptagram, in Bengal. Now what happened is, one day, if I'm not wrong, this was during that time only when he heard from Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur for the first time and, to meet Advaita Acharya. Now the hankering of this boy, in such a young age, was so much to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked his parents, and parents rejected, they didn't allow. This person ran away from the house and he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Almost for 10 days he was there with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then when he came back, then what parents will do? Now friend, he has come back, so they were happy. Okay, now our only son has come back. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and Raghunath Das Goswami is always feeling that separation to meet Sri Chaitanya. And then again, when he was the age of 15, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Shantipur and he spends some time there. So this time, Raghunath Das Goswami, again he asked his parents that I want to go and meet Sri Chaitanya. Now they remembered what happened last time. So this time they said, okay, we'll give you permission. So again he went for 8 days, he was there with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serving him personally and the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. And like this, he was relishing the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then obviously, and on that particular day, before leaving, Raghunath Das Goswami asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I want to give up everything and just surrender onto your lotus feet. I want to accept renounced order of life. Now this is at the age so early, in the teens. In the teens, at least now we cannot think all these things in the teens. But he had so much of attraction that he wanted to surrender his entire existence at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya. But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when the right time comes, we'll let you know, at that time you can come. But now, as of now, you leave. He left. And then, many times he tried running away from home, and the parents were catching him and things like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again, he got an instruction, well, you live a life of a materialist, but internally try to meditate on it. So after this instruction, now he was pacified and he started living very nicely. So to fast forward the pastime, then he met Nityananda Prabhu, he got mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. That is called as Danda Mahotsav. So Nityananda Prabhu punished him by telling him that feed Chidadai to everyone. So that is called as Danda Mahotsav. And then he got mercy of Nityananda. And after getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, when Nityananda Prabhu said that very soon you will meet Sri Chaitanya, it was very difficult for Raghunath Das Goswami to stay at home. Every now and then, he would just somehow find out some way to run away. And this is the point when his father appointed 10 youth soldiers, guards, to guard him, not to go out from the house. What anchoring his personality had, what anchoring. So meet Sri Chaitanya. But finally, one day, he tricked his own family priest and he started to Jagannath Puri. Now he didn't take a normal road, he took the forest path. is very, very touching to hear the description how he traveled through the forest path. He, the only meditation of his was, I want to meet Sri Chaitanya. That's it. There was nothing else that this personality wanted in his life. He was the son of Govardhan Majumdar, who was really very rich. He was staying in a palace. He left all that. He just left it. And without any second thought, what will happen? This personality with one point of focus is running towards Jagannath Puri. The only thing that was there in the heart was the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya. And he was running. He ran for 12 days continuous. You can imagine a personality who has been brought up in palace, how he will be. He, just by clapping, there will be so many maid servants not to serve this person. And this personality is running in the very hard surface of this forest path. Very hard surface. So you can imagine, you know, so many bruises will be there on the feet and so many other things. And what about the food? It is described that in 12 days, Raghunath Das Goswami had food only thrice. He had so much of intensity to meet Sri Chaitanya that he couldn't, he was not at all worried about his bodily necessities. Obviously, in future, you know, he is going to prove that he is the topmost renunciant. So here, you know, is an example. 12 days continuously he ran and then had only thrice, you know, prasadam or food, you know, whatever he got in the forest. And finally, he comes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted him and then he also glorified him. And personally, he said to Swarup Damodar, take care of this boy. He is very, very, very dear to me. So like this we see, when Raghunath Das Goswami approached with so much of intensity, not to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu profusely showered his mercy this particular time. And later on, Raghunath Das Goswami proved that how great he was. And he pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in various ways. And one of the things that we all know is when Raghunath Das Goswami, he was getting money from the house, Lakshmi from house. So that time, he would, you know, hold a feast twice in a month. Then after that, he started feeling, no, it's not good that I'm taking money from materialists. Then he stopped that also. Then he started begging outside this Simadwara in Jagannath Puri. Then when he was begging, he started feeling, aray, I'm like a prostitute sitting here. Anyone who's coming outside, I'm expecting this person will give me. Last time he gave me, again he'll give me. So better I don't do this also. Now the next thing that he took up is picking up from the garbage, the grains from the garbage. Some half-rotten ones, then he would wash it and then he would eat. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with this level of renunciation that one day he comes to his house where he was staying. And Sri Chaitanya is asking Raghunath Das Goswami, I heard you are having feast every day. So Raghunath Das Goswami, I was just thinking, what would have Raghunath Das Goswami thought? Are you said our Khanakara will feast over? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at the this cover in which this was kept, the cloth in which this the rice was kept, the rotten rice. Mm-hmm. And he went and then he snatched from Raghunath Das Goswami, I want to eat what you are eating. And then he took a morsel from that and Raghunath Das Goswami's heart is breaking. Your supreme personality of Godhead is supposed to have chappan bhog and you are having this. Please don't have, he's crying profusely and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eating. And he's saying, this is the best feast that I ever had. So this is where we see that how Raghunath Das Goswami sets a very, very amazing example. So this is the Samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami. We can take darshan. So this is in Radhakund. Very amazing place. Just besides Radhakund, where 24 hours the kirtan goes on for the pleasure of Raghunath Das Goswami. And here, we recited. Many pastimes are there to discuss. Inside the Samadhi, there is one photo where Raghunath Das Goswami is chanting. And personally, Radharani and Krishna come to protect him from once from a tiger and once from the scorching heat of sun. So this way, he is an amazing personality. Talking about another personality is Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi. So she is the consort of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now all these personalities, when we hear about these personalities, a different enthusiasm comes, at the same time depression also comes. They are at a different level altogether and we have to follow the footsteps. So it feels, you know, when that day will come, when that hankering for the Lord will come. And here Vishnu Priya, at the age of 14, or before that, you know, she got married to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Sri Gauranga, it's called Gauranga here. She got married to Gauranga, and the description of the marriage, so amazing, so amazing. I got to hear this from His Holiness Radhanath Swami and His Holiness Jayapada Swami. They describe it so beautifully, so beautifully. Such a grand marriage. And after such a grand marriage, after a few years, when she was 14 and mother was very, very old, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas for various reasons. Even in the last class, Prabhu was mentioning about the reasons why he took sannyas. Now in Chaitanya Mangal, this Lochandas Thakur is actually mentioning the discussion between Vishnu Priya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So there Vishnu Priya is asking that, is it true? The rumor that I've heard, is it true that you're going to take sannyas and leave me? And at that time there's a discussion where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tries to convince her. And then he talks about body soul there, you know, saying, anyways, everything is temporary and so on and so forth. But then Vishnu Priya, she was not at all convinced with this description. She started profusely crying, and she fell at the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and said, she said, you cannot leave me like this. And then Sri Gauranga, he said, see, your name is Vishnu Priya. I want you to satisfy this name, the meaning of this name, Vishnu Priya. So in this, there was one place where I read that he manifested his four-handed form and he showed it to Vishnu Priya, saying, you can just remember this form and meditate always. And at that time, she was a bit convinced, but still, the one who sees such a beautiful personality, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya, the combined beauty of Radha and Krishna together, whoever sees, it will be so difficult to forget or think that this person will go away. So yesterday's discussion, I was remembering, Bhakti Shastri class. So we were discussing about Vishwarup, Kaisa Hoga Vishwarup and things like that. So we have never seen, we cannot comprehend what it is. Similarly, it's very difficult to comprehend what Vishnu Priya went through when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gauranga Mahaprabhu left from that particular place. It is described that there are two descriptions. One says that Sri Chaitanya, after sannyas, he personally carved a deity and he gave it to her. And then another description which says that Lord Chaitanya appeared in the dream and he instructed about how the deity should be carved and etc. etc. The material and other things. So this deity was carved and it was given finally to Sri Vishnu Priya Devi. And she was worshipping with so much of love and affection. So much of love and affection. It is described that the austerity that this personality took is so great. She would chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and she would keep one grain. And entire day she would do that, and towards the late afternoon, whatever number of grains are there, she'll cook that and offer it to the deity, and that's what she'll have. So such an intense mood, such an intense mood. And it's described that this very, very beautiful personality turned very thin and very pale because of this austerity that she took up. But then Lord reciprocates in various ways. She was worshipping and serving this beautiful deity of, we call it as Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu. He's there in Navadvip. So this is a beautiful photo of Sri Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu. So this is the deity that she used to worship every single day. And the Lord would reciprocate in various ways. But at the end of her life, Vishnu Priya, she actually, her devotion was so intense to this wonderful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that she entered the deity. And there the pujari, he was saying, last time when we visited Mayapur, he was saying that this nose ring which is there, that represents Vishnu Priya. Then he went on to explain other things, and he was saying, see, now it's very easy. So we if we want to dress Sri Chaitanya as Vishnu Priya, only we put ghumret. Now I was thinking how he looks. So today morning I got the photo how he looks in sari also. So this is Vishnu Priya, the same deity, the same deity dressed as Vishnu Priya. So in this way, we see that the intense devotion of these personalities got them very, very close, you know, to their lordships. Sri Gaurasundar. And also we see that there are many, many personalities, you know, to discuss about. So we have Raghunandan Thakur. This personality's faith was so nice. His father told him to go and offer bhoga. He went, just 5 years old kid, he went inside the altar and then he is offering bhoga. Mantras were taught to him, he chanted mantras. Now it was told that, like we all eat prasad like that, you know, the Lord will also eat prasad. No, he offered. Now he's seeing nothing is happening. Now he's like crying out, saying, eat, eat, eat. And what deity will do? But he started profusely crying, that the deity started eating the prasad, started eating the bhoga. And now there was no prasad. The plate was empty. He came out with the empty plate. It was very normal for him. He thought, maybe this is what happens when my father also offers bhoga. And then mother is asking, where is prasad? What prasad are you talking about? Krishna ate everything. Then his father Mukunda Das, he came. And when Mukunda Das came, he asked for prasad. And then his wife, she said, Krishna ate everything. There is no prasad today. So he was astonished. So in yesterday's teenage parenting class, we were discussing this. I don't know, somehow this example came and we were discussing that Mukunda Das had complete faith and trust in his child. He didn't chastise saying, what nonsense are you talking? How can the deity eat and so on and so forth? He said, okay, maybe possible. Then he gave two laddus, go and offer this. And then Raghunandan said, okay. He started, he went there with the plate inside the altar. He rang the bell, chanted the prayers. And then laddu was there in front. And again, they eat. Why are you not eating? And he started crying again. And all this Mukunda is observing. Mukunda Das is observing, you know, from the hiding place. And then, in front of the eyes of Mukunda Das, he saw the deity picked up the laddu and he started eating. Mukunda Das was so surprised and astonished. He ran towards the deity. He ran towards the deity, and then, since there was a reciprocation only for Raghunandan, so deity, you know, kept the laddu, half eaten laddu, and then, you know, again back to normal. Raghunandan, Mukunda Das was so happy with his son, Raghunandan. He started dancing in ecstasy and crying in ecstasy, wetting this personality Raghunandan with his tears of love and ecstasy. So this personality Raghunandan is so special, so special. So this way we see the other personalities also, it's already time up, we'll not discuss more. So we see the intensity with which Raghunath Das Goswami was hankering to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The austerities that Vishnu Priya would take to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the faith that this boy Raghunandan had in the deity, that yes, he is present in front of me and I have to feed him. So these are wonderful qualities which we can meditate on this wonderful day of their appearance, right? And obviously anyone who meditates like this, and suppose that person takes sannyasi, he cannot be a dongi sannyasi, for sure. Because there's such a high expectation, now this personality has to meet that. Has to meet that. Right. So in this way, in Bhagavatam now we see that how Indra, by his mercy, now we have got so many dongi sannyasis around. And now in the future verses we'll see that how Prithu Maharaj takes, now Prithu Maharaj becomes a very powerful and a very celebrated king, and so on and so forth. Yes. Thank you very much. Let's chant these names. Yes, second. Pundarik Vidyanidhi ki jai. Raghunandan Thakur ki jai. Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ki jai. Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi ki jai. Vasant Panchami ki jai. Vidai Gaur Premanandaye.